I'm like, but it's true. That's it. You have to think about these different things when you start talking about kids or worrying about this. I'm like, nah. You gotta fuck with that.
Fuck the kids. Kids are little assholes now.
But the funny part about it is we sit and have these conversations about, you know, the kids or whatever. But at the end of the day, them gonna be the ones that we gotta groom into a certain way. Because, I mean,
they need, like, Trick Daddy in their life is what they need. Because Trick loved them kids. And look how those kids turned out. They turned out all right.
Exactly.
Nowadays, I listen to this Trippy Red,
and it's funny because it's funny. Punk. It's amazing you said that, because that's what Kimonte grew up listening to. Kimonte grew up listening to Trick, Master P, Rough Riders. Like, he used to have the little four-wheel, the little Hot Wheels thing or whatever, right? The little Power Wheels.
Yeah, a little quad.
He would do the tricks on the Power Wheels in the front of our house. Like, literally, stand up on it, ride it with the little thing.
Was he barking?
Every now and again, if one of his uncles came over, he would do it. I mean, we used to go to this park. It was really amazing because we go to this one park, and, you know, it was like a hangout park. I don't know if they have that here, but, like, it's that one hangout park where people take his bras out there, people with their cars, dogs, no. All type of shit.
No, here it is picnic baskets.
What?
Here it's picnic baskets and running out pools.
Nah, man.
No, dead
serious. This is like really like dudes just standing out. We used to be smoking cigarettes.
You're talking like some Montel Jordan. This is how
that's exactly
it.
How it was. Well, we were in Virginia, though.
Yeah, we're talking like here, though. It's, you didn't have that shit.
But see, it's funny because I would take Kimonte, I would put Kimonte's four-wheeler in the back, and his uncles would be like, oh, man, Q here. Because Kimonte's very quiet, so he doesn't say very much. But if he likes you, he likes you. Like, Kimonte's thing was like you had to fight him. Literally. If you want him to be your buddy, you have to fight him.
Can I fight him?
If you like.
Nice.
If you like.
Oh, I'm willing to lose.
No. This is the thing about Kimonte. I told you what he told me when he went overseas about his sister.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's his dead serious. Yeah, and the way your mouth look right now, that's exactly,
dead
it's like,
serious.
Dead. Take care of my, and he talked like, I've clowned him ever since he was little. You ever seen Pootie Tang?
Wadatama Dami?
Exactly. That's how Kimonte is, because Kimonte, but then it's funny because he says that. But then you seen Gone in 60 Seconds. You remember how dude didn't talk? Yep. That's how Kimonte is. Kimonte will say something. Well, if his pain is part of my, if we have to learn from his pain, then God bless him. Kimonte will come, and then he won't say shit else. Nothing. Like, nothing. Like he'll sit there and be like this. Really,
kid? Dick.
Yeah, he'll say that, and you be sitting there like, no, he makes sense. But it's like, a prime example. That's one of my favorite statements, by the way. When I got in trouble at work one time, and I was in trouble, and, you know, I went and picked him up from school because he went to private school. He was like, well, Dad, I was like, son, he's like, what's wrong, Dad? You know, mind you, he only like 12, 13. And he looked at me like, Dad, what's wrong? You know what I mean? And I said, well, you know, I got in trouble at work. And he was like, well, Dad, mind you, this is my 13-year-old. He looked at me and said, well, Dad, you still got a job. I ain't had nothing to say. I was stuck. Like, I just looked down. My whole day got better because I was like, yeah, son, you got a point. I do still have a job. So regardless if I got in trouble or not, I still got a job. So I'm not mad at, why am I mad? Because he looked at me and said, well, you mad, but you still got a job, Dad. I'm like, you got a motherfucking point, son. So, you know, and he does that all the time. All the time. You know, so, I mean, he has his good points, he has his bad points. Like when he calls me from SIG, he'll say, well, Dad, me and these dudes, blah, 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 blah. And these dudes try to do this, try to do that. Because he's over there with the Italian guys or whatever, and he said they try to test him every now and again. He was like, well, Dad, I'm just not for it. You already know me. I'm like, yeah, well, I raised you that way. I'm not proud of it all the time, but I raised you to, you know, stand up for yourself, you know, not let people punk you. He was like, well, that's just me. I was like, well, you know, you got to be who you got to be. I said, but you have to understand these young cats that you hang out with are not loyal. So you still have to watch who you...
They're just acquaintances.
Exactly. So you have to understand that you might go hang out with these guys, but if they don't got you, they don't got you. He was like, I ain't had to worry about that day, Dad. He said, because it wasn't just me. He said, these dudes bigger than me. I'm like, I understand. And I said, but you ain't no punk neat. He was like, I know, but these dudes, they saw shit going down and they came and rolled with me. I'm like, because he said he just didn't feel like drinking. He didn't feel like really like getting bent up like that. So he was like, it's just going to be me today. I'm just going to be low key. Because he stay in the gym. The little dude stays in the gym. So
I say everywhere but the gym.
Huh?
I say everywhere but the gym.
Well, that's because your mouth fucked up right now. But when it's not, we'll be down in the chop shop.
It's like the Grand Canyon up in that bitch.
It's a lot. It's a lot down there. It's a lot of weight down there. Because you only saw a little bit of it. If you look over there by the TV, it's a lot of shit right there. Because I got a 45 and 50.
Well, there's a lot going on.
A lot.
There's a lot going on down there.
Yeah, definitely.
It was like confetti.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But clothes.
But the thing about... I agree with you. But we...
Confetti clothes, as I call it.
But we've lived everywhere, though. We've always went from... Yeah. We went from here down to where we didn't have the space that we used to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so, I was the same way. And I met... Yeah. Organizer.
Shit, she can come over there, motherfucking organize that shit over there, because ain't no fucking way.
What's coming?
Shawnee's got so many pairs of shoes, it's unreal. It's just unreal. She laughing like...
Oh, you want to see this guy in boxes?
Shawnee's got shoes beyond shoes. I mean, no, she's a heels person because she's short. So
I used to have...
He had trunk full. He had boxes full. What else?
I still got my trunk full. Yeah. I got 10, 12 pairs in there.
Shit, I used to have...
No, I had... I mean, shit, when I moved... At one point, I had 37... brand new pairs of shoes and boxes just in my trunk, because that's the only place I have for them.
My sister did that. When my parents' house burned down, they claimed, 50 pairs of tennis shoes, and that was like literally, that was just tennis shoes. Jordans, all that shit, and she only wore them once, because she worked at a shoe store, but then, you know, she was messing with different guys. They'd be like, hey, new shoe come out. They'd be like, hey, you want a so-and-so? And she used to be real small, so you know designers and stuff. She used to wear BB shit all the time.
Oh.
The designer BB, that's all she wore. Yeah, that's all she wore. Then she got a little thicker, so now, you know, it's like a little polo stuff here, whatever she see. You know, as you get older, you're not so much worried about the designer. You're worried about what look good. You know, the designer part went out the fucking window.
Now I don't care if I match. I don't give a fuck.
You like, whatever.
We can tell. I'm just
Shit, where was I?
I don't care either.
This shit is... I just can't bring myself to cut up my canvas in my deserts. I just can't do it yet.
Oh, well, I mean, I got a tattoo on my leg that says, do your short pants hang low? So I figure I should probably wear short pants.
Probably so. I've
been wearing them since like 1998, before they were anything fashionable at all.
That's just like all my ripped up jeans. I didn't buy them that way. They were normal jeans, and then I just wore the shit out of them. I just can't get with the
Crocs. Now you're spending $1,000 on a pair of holy jeans.
Yeah, and I can't get with the crotch rip part. I can't get with that. I got a couple that's like that, but I can't get with that because then it's too much hanging out looking
crotch
crazy.
Rip?
I have jeans that literally like they're ripped. Like they're like literally very, very well ripped, and it's just because I wore
very
them that
well
much.
Ripped.
Very well ripped. And I ain't even try.
In other words, worn to fuck.
Basically, and I like them. That I like the jeans when they were normal jeans. Now they got ripped, and I'm like, I just don't want to. I'll be that size again, like a girl. I'll be that size again.
Just can't eat all those bonbons.
I just want.
I got no more carbs, guys. I can't have carbs. I just need to eat salads and drink water.
Exactly.
You never had that problem, have you? No, probably the same size.
Wait, 186, so that's all I did.
No, you don't have anything smaller that you hope that you fit into eventually.
Yeah, he's one of the lucky ones, bastard.
I went right back down to the size I was like 2 months after I quit working out. It was awesome.
Keep rubbing it in my face.
No, right.
Well, I wasn't eating like I was. I wasn't working out anymore. I like went to this thing called the World. I had to work.
You stupid. Look at that. You look a little upset right now.
I was not happy about that.
I'm going in the house.
I was not happy about that part of my life where it's like, what is this?
See,
I got so used to like I mean, I was in rehab for 2 straight years at the best ones you could possibly ever go to. I had a personal chef at the one that, like, made my diet. I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to achieve this weight. And she literally made me 3 meals a day just what I needed to get to where I wanted.
Wow.
So I'm used to, like, that's what I was used to. And then it was like, now you have to cook for yourself. Ramen noodles. Ramen noodles and toast. I could afford more, but that's all I would. I was lazy.
No, but the thing about it is I ate that shit so much as a child. That's my dad cooked back in the day. It was ramen noodles and fried bologna. That was like his favorite. Like with fried the little bologna. Slits on the, yep. With the slits on the side.
Yep.
And it wasn't like this Lebanon bologna, the little sweet bologna.
No, it was just bologna.
No, it was regular bologna. That was Oscar bologna. Meyer. How you spell the name? O-S. But that's what it was. That's what it was. And my dad would cut it up. And my mom would come home, like, because my parents did a swap. Like, because my dad was a D.C. police, my mom was a P.G. County sheriff, and then she became a marshal. So what they would do is my mom would take us up to the precinct, and they would do a car swap, and boom, we going back home. My mom jump out the car, and, you know, he jump into, you know, and it is what it is.
See, my mom, I'm still trying to figure out how I became very good at cooking.
Well, my mom cooked every day.
My mom cooked.
My dad couldn't cook.
My dad, he did microwave TV dinners.
Really?
We had like an hour. We had dinner every night at the table. We watched The Simpsons. It was back-to-back episodes of The Simpsons. Okay. That's how we spent family time.
Okay.
This dude would then get up, go upstairs, and that's the last we would see him. He'd wake up at like 4:30 in the morning, take the dogs for a walk, ride his bike 5 miles. Now Jim just looks old.
See, but it's funny because my dad, he, what's name, with him being a reserve drill sergeant as well, this dude a hustler. Hustler. So he did all of that, and he just would be like, he ran ball all the time. My dad's 6'5". If he ever comes up here to visit, you'll see him like, God, dog, you're a big dude.
If he comes up, I'm running inside.
No, he a big dude, but he's not like a yoked up guy. He's just a big person. He's 6'5".
He seems like the nicest person in the world.
He is, though. He is, though. He's a very, very nice dude.
But he also feels like if he looks at me, he's going to look into my soul. And it's
going to hurt. No, actually, he doesn't.
No, he's not going to try to. He's just going to. He's a former police officer.
Yeah. No, but he's not. He wasn't one of the dickheads.
He's a good one.
Yeah, he was one of the ones that like he give you a shot, give you a chance.
He's going to work with you.
Yeah,
he's just not trying to make his quota. He's actually trying to better. Him. He's trying to better you.
Exactly.
Okay. In D.C., that's unheard of.
But he's very loud, though. My dad is extremely loud. So if we get out here to get to drinking, having a good time, he's a loving dude. He's gotten old. I think he's trying to get to heaven. I don't know what's going on. But the way that he is, he's like one of the people that's like, he got all his wisdom, and that's how he is. That's exactly, what you see is what you get. You know what I mean? That's exactly, he's no different. He's just one of the people that's like, hey,
that's what he is.
What's going on? Yeah, and that's what he always taught me as a child. Like his famous statement when I was young, growing up, was, you can't be, and these are his exact words, this is an exact quote, you can't be no mealy mouth motherfucker trying to get shit done. And if you don't know what mealy mouth means, that means you can't be like, blah, 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 blah. Well, I don't know. He says you can't be that way. He said, fucking stand up for you, what you mean what you say. So, i.e., I can talk to anybody on the planet. I don't care who you are. If I
guarantee
find,
when we have Metro PCS, you couldn't talk to those people on the phone. Just saying.
Wow.
I can talk to anybody. I was just like, I'm hanging up on these motherfuckers. I haven't understood any word you said in all of
But that's how it is when I call Sprint. I'm like, hello, what's going on? I'm like, well, you know you have to, I'm like, okay, I've just told you what I can and can't do when I
fail. Have you tried to, I did the same thing 10 times. Try this, no.
And I'm not mad at you, but if your name is not Michael, and it's something else, why do you say, this is Michael?
And why is it always David?
Exactly.
Like, I always got to, hello, this is David. Motherfucker, your name is like Rashish.
I know, your name is not David.
You're probably a prince.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
Yep, I get that too.
Is that good?
It's like Sprite, almost.
See, I feel like you say that, and then I'm going to be like, wow, that did not taste like Sprite. No, I'm okay with that.
It's actually not bad, and it's light, so, you know, it's summertime.
I've had Bacardi.
Yeah, it's really good. With some Coke, it's even better. Like vodka. That's regular rum.
Or rum either.
You don't like rum either?
You don't like anything but tequila, right?
Actually, I love gin.
Gin?
But
I can't drink gin.
I'm not a very happy person.
Me neither. I can't drink gin.
The other night when I was cooking, doing all that, if I was on gin, I probably would have picked that bitch up, thrown it somewhere, tried to fight that thing, while singing Nicki Minaj Super Bass.
Exactly.
And then the next morning, I'd wake up and be like, I hurt, and I can't figure out why.
Slim, gin is not nobody's friend. Especially Seagram's, Bumpy Head, Naughty
only
Head.
Bombay.
Oh my God, I can't
only
drink.
Bombay.
The only gin I could drink is Tanqueray, if I'm going to drink gin.
That's the best.
But Seagram's ain't going to happen.
Oh, Seagram's is gross.
Because you'll mess around, you'll be over that joint. I'll be over there fighting
singing
your
singing Super Bass in the ghetto of Harrisburg, hanging out your window while driving.
Exactly.
And I'm like, how did I not get shot? Like, literally, how did I not get shot that day? Probably because they're probably like, wow, he's crazy as shit.
Exactly.
This dude is crazy as shit. Man. Screaming Super Bass at the top of his lungs, drunk as hell. And why the fuck is he in the hood?
Exactly. But I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, that gin is nobody's friend. I don't see how Seagram's is still around. The only Seagram's I have that I truly like is overseas. They had this one
their
called...
Ginger Ale is phenomenal.
Huh?
Seagram's Ginger Ale is phenomenal.
No, I had Gordon Space when I was in...
No, I'm saying their Ginger Ale.
Oh, yeah, the Ginger Ale.
That's the only
reason
they're in business.
Yeah, but because their gin is, that shit is, I don't see, you gotta literally be
I'm drinking that Bacardi Limon before I do that.
Yeah, you gotta do something.
And then I'm also probably gonna drink Hennessy at the same time.
Yeah, dark and white in the same damn cup, fuck it.
Yep, screw it. Before you give me cigarettes.
Yeah, I basically would do that.
And then I'm gonna make some rubbing alcohol with
exactly.
Some taste.
Shit.
I probably will not wake up the next day, but hey, I tried.
I tried. I put my college foot forward. I did.
Dude,
I know.
College try there, buddy.
Exactly.
Even had a polo sweater wrapped around my shoulders.
Exactly. Because, man, that Seagram's, boy. I mean, I should have known because I've went to two different occasions. Like when I first tried to drink something, I was drinking, Red Bull. Not the Red Bull gives you wings. No, not the cute one with the smile.
No.
Red Bull. No, I'm talking about Slits malt liquor Red Bull. Like, to this day, I will not drink malt liquor. If you have, say like you
there's
had
there's only
some,
one kind of can. There's only one kind of malt liquor I can drink, and every now and then I feel like I need to have the party. To have the St. Ives malt liquor.
For the St. Ives.
I feel like I need to pull out some Nate Dogg. Some 213.
We use, and it's funny because I've never drank malt liquor. I've never drank more liquor, but when we were like, okay, we're going to hang out with females, we would get it for them. Like, me and my brother would get it for them, because if they got the special brew, it was
lit.
Here you go. It was like this, because I'm drinking Heineken, so I'm good. I'm like this.
You fancy.
And my brother and them, they was drinking Mickey's. They was drinking everything, but I was drinking literally Heineken's. That's all I ever drank. They always bought me a Deuce, that and Boone's Farm. The big
instant
bottle
headache.
The big bottle wine cooler.
Yeah,
we all,
it's Kool-Aid. It's Kool-Aid.
Because you're not gonna share with anyone.
No,
it's not like
you drank it all in three sips and you can't figure out why your head feels like it's gonna explode.
But at that point, we was on our way to the next liquor store to get another bottle.
So you just kept it going.
Yeah, we just kept it going.
Don't
man,
stop.
Back in the day.
Don't stop.
Boy, I just feel so blessed to be alive. Period. Because we did some wild shit. Like when I was telling you about the MGD earlier. We would buy, my brother would buy two bottles of ponies. He would buy me, can I have another one, you mind? Should I go get it myself? I know I'm not company anymore, so should I get it myself?
Go got it. Go ahead. It's in the fridge, in the door.
Thank you.
Left hand side, I think it is.
Find it, it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Left hand side.
There's not much, I haven't gone grocery shopping.
If you have an extra sandwich, can I eat that too?
Yeah, throw it
in. Right, yeah, there's a bacon cheeseburger in there or some shit. Might now.
Huh?
She didn't bark at the Asian boy at all.
She didn't bark at the Asian boy.
Not when I was out here. But if I'm out here with her and him, she sparks him the whole time. She does not like big black guys.
No, when Asian boy walked in the house yesterday, she barked like crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I bring her out now, she would just bark at him, even if he's sitting there.
And I'm so they said it was cool to have the dogs out, whatever, so I had the dogs out. They didn't even come over to the other room where the dogs were at. We stayed in the kitchen the whole time. I was like, well, we can set this table, that table, you know, sell the paperwork. But we just stayed here. Like, I mean, I don't know if it's because the dogs would have been up on them or what, but it was cool, whatever. I just got chairs in the other room. They said it was okay for them to be out.
I put your known if you want. Hey, D.
Question for you. You've seen my house, and I'm looking at yours. She ripped out a wall. She had to have.
She did.
Where?
Their kitchen is
tiny.
It's blocked off. It's all but like two little slits. She opened that opening to the kitchen. She extended another like foot and a half.
Cause I'm trying to think where could, cause I was looking at, cause that house is, the dude wants me to buy it, but I'm like, let me get my stuff together first, because the price you want, dude, that bitch is bad. You've seen no upgrades in that house. I don't know. He was saying something like 180 or something. I'm like, you got to be.
This wouldn't even go for 180.
They have one down the street.
No, this wouldn't. I'm guaranteeing you.
Maybe 160. At least 160.
Down the street that was renovated. It looked like they, I think it was from them people that like buy houses and renovate it.
Flips, yeah.
Yeah. They were selling it. Holy shit, 160 something. And it had an enclosed back deck. Not a big one, but you know, had an enclosed back deck.
Right. You're not getting 180 for that house.
And we saw one. Remember, that joint is not upgraded.
You get 138 max, because all the upgrades you're gonna put in is gonna put you about 180.
I wouldn't pay that. I know too many fucking.
No. I mean, like, once you put the updates in, the house will be probably worth.
Yeah, the ARV.
But you gotta put that money into it. You gotta put at least $50,000 on this to make that. Make that house like the one down there was. Yeah.
They probably made
that house look phenomenal.
Really. Because me and Shanice looked at one down there, but I think it got sold real fast.
They sell fast.
Around here, they sell real fast.
Like,
there's one on the corner up the street I'm trying to see. I mean, it has to be abandoned because the grass is out of control big. It's right across the street from the church. I'm about to try to do some research and see if I can maybe wholesale that.
The house? Down the hill a little?
When you come to the stop sign, it's right there on your right.
Oh, it's the one that's like on the hill right there.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
That has to be abandoned.
I don't know. I think I've seen people there. I think they just don't take care of the property.
No, they live there.
Really?
There's people like that just don't give a shit.
Yeah, they actually, they live there. It's not abandoned.
You know what I'm talking about? Right across the street from the church. And when you go down that little...
It's not abandoned.
You can't... Really?
There's cars in... I know we've seen cars there. They just don't take care of the land, because if you're in those houses, it has to get to a certain height before the township even comes in and says anything to you. It's not like here where the HOA dictates what you do. There they can, you don't cut your grass for a month, you don't have to fucking cut your grass. Your neighbors might bitch, but that's it. Mm-hmm. And they'll come tell you to cut it, and you'll cut it. Then you will.
I like y'all's floor plan. See, that floor plan right there is
yours
something.
The same?
No. Mm-hmm. But y'all's is more open. Way more. Maybe it's the floor. Isn't the floor, you think, maybe? Because y'all have wood, and we had that little laminate and carpet stuff.
Well, she also did crown molding, which makes it look
bigger. It gives space.
She opened it up just a little bit, which adds a world of difference.
Cause she took away that little, you know how like when you go in, you go from the dining room to the living room, she took away that little bottom, that little piece that comes down too. So that makes a difference.
But she also her dad also put in every socket upside down.
So are they over there? Is
really?
That the way that they, yeah?
Because like yeah, I was we about put to change like plugins them. In. Like I can't put certain plugins because they'll be upside down.
So is that the way that it goes here? Is
maybe,
that just how
maybe
it
that
is?
Was something in the '80s, but they did because
maybe they didn't need to change because I was going to change everyone in the house. I know how to do
it's
that.
It's annoying as hell.
So I was going to change. No, it's a little.
No,
too
I'm
large.
Saying it's annoying as hell.
Yeah,
it's upside down.
Yeah, because I bought the little command station, but it's a little piece that you can buy. So when you go to plug your phone in, it's just USB to the electric. Yeah, just like that. So it's a little piece you plug in, and it's supposed to sit up so you can sit your phone on top of it because it has a little indenture, and all of them have to be upside down because everything is upside down. I'm like, how did you manage that?
Maybe they were drunk.
Huh? They might have been, because I'm like, how is everyone like that?
Like people do math.
Yeah, but
so they might have been on meth.
Well, remember her were you there when she kept the water? Like they had the hot and the cold switched, so they had to fix that. Like when you turn on the hot water, the cold water came on, and the kids' bathroom upstairs.
Yeah, no, but like the really ironic part about this, whoever built these, whatever builder did these, I don't understand that if upstairs, if I'm taking a shower and somebody else takes a shower, or somebody is brushing their teeth and I'm taking a shower, my water is going to be like scalding, guaranteed, scalding, yeah. Because all of the plumbing is linked into each other upstairs,
yep.
All of it. I'm like, why? Who the fuck does that? Why don't you just make them separate and put a pipe where as though it can all go down?
Cheap builders fast.
I don't know what's going on.
They're not going to. Unless you do it yourself, no one's going to go through and just replace the piping. They're just going to cosmetically make it look good for you. And that's all they're doing here. For the most part, is making them cosmetically look nice, but they're not fixing the main issue, which is electrical.
Because the ones in the house, they're so irritated, I would literally... Since I know how to do that, I would literally go around the whole entire house and change them. Flip them around. And it takes no time at all. It's just, why didn't you figure that out when you did it?
Yeah.
You plugged in electric and you didn't think to yourself, okay, the little round piece, it goes on the bottom. It doesn't go on the top. And you plug everything inside. Well, who the fuck does that? Where they do that at? I don't get it. I don't know what they was thinking about. And people, and it's like nobody ever stopped thinking through this.
No one asked questions.
It's just more of a liquid location I'm in.
Yeah, but the part that's ironic about that is the fact that this is like prime real estate. Like, everybody wants to live around here. Like, one of the ladies that Shawnese was working with at the school, her house sold in like a couple days, and they had to be out like in a month. I was like, wow. They put it on the market, and like, I don't think it was a week that it was on the market and it was sold.
Oh, wow.
She lived around here, you said?
I think they sold it for like $130. And it wasn't even a short sale. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a short. It was a regular sale. They sold it, and they was out. It'd be a great rental property, too, though. Especially because of the diversity around here is starting to change. Hell, when I first moved here, 5 years ago, I go in Giant. I was the only black person in Giant. I guarantee that one.
No, I was there. Like 10 years prior.
Yeah. But when I moved here...
I won't go there.
5 years ago, you were here, weren't you?
I've been here.
You guys just never crossed paths.
I don't go out.
Yeah, but...
You live in Worcester Lane or whatever.
I didn't go out.
Yeah, but...
That was my fortress.
What's that?
When I lived right across the street, because I lived on Cumberland Parkway, like right behind the little industrial park down there by the dollar store and all that stuff, that little townhouse area, so I used to be like, hey... And this is when I first got here, so I was yoked up, body looking real nice. I'm kind of a fat boy now, so... But it's okay. It's okay.
Is it? Because I don't feel like you're trying to reassure yourself.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
I feel like the struggle is real right like now. I'm just saying.
Don't you listen. Don't you listen.
No, he's going to listen.
Mean. He's just being mean. Twinkies. He's just being mean. Twinkies. He's just being mean. We like what we like. I know.
Twinkies and moon pies, buddy.
Hey. Don't you listen, don't you listen.
You listen to the moon pies, yeah, you want one. Oh, fuck. So,
I go in the store, just come from the gym, off the base. Sean be calling me, babe, grab some taco shells or lettuce or whatever. And I would go in there and people be looking at me like, you kind of lost, but yeah, like I'm about to rob the bitch or maybe I'm lost. And they would look and I'd be like, hey, how you doing? They'd be like, oh shit, he talks. Same thing happened when I went in the Wegmans. I think it was about 3 years ago. I went to Wegmans. Oh, my God.
I don't even know why you thought that was a good idea.
No. This is a good one. Because my vehicle broke down. For a little while, we didn't have a vehicle. So, you know, I was riding with one of my coworkers to work. He lived down the street. He's a little shorter white guy. And he was like, man, I want this one IPA. I know they sell it at Wegmans. Or I think they sell it at Wegmans. So we can go to Wegmans on the way home. So I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, I got on the big I sell drugs all night coat with the fur on the hood, the whole night. Look at this. It's a tan one.
I have my lugs on, too.
No, I had Tim's. You know. I had Tim's. Oh. Tim's and jeans and a button-up.
You have a Scully? You have a little, back in the day. You have a little Scully on, too?
I did, actually. I did.
Jesus Christ.
It was cold.
My pager was on. It was blowing up. Pager was blowing up.
It was cold. So, you know.
Yeah, it was cold. It was 57 degrees. It was freezing. It was only August.
You with the hoodie.
Yeah, but I'm a little guy. But he was about your size. He was a little white guy. So I'm walking in with him. You would have thought. And we walked in that side door. You would have thought that I was jigging himself, dude. You would have thought I was jigging, because everything was like, the music stopped. Everybody looked at me like, and I'm looking at them like, hey, all right. Almost on like some weird science type shit. Open the door, like, hello, hey. It was just like that. So I go over. So I'm walking to the beer bar. That's what it was.
He's a person too. Jesus.
So I walk over there to the beer. And my buddy is trying to find his IPA. So I'm walking through. And I was like, so how's it look? What's it called? He told me. And so I'm looking for it. I don't understand this. Maybe you can explain, because you've lived in this area. Whether I be white or black, if I'm your size, then our mass is about the same, yes?
No.
What?
Wow. Let me break this logic down for you. So, I'm being like the fourth black person that graduated from this school district. Apparently, I was such a great... Even though these people were bigger than me, I was a better athlete because, as a black person, I had extra muscles.
Oh, shit.
I was like, really? Where? Where are they at?
I was about to say the same.
But I've been looking for them. They're like, well, actually, you have a fused tendon. I was like, no, I don't.
A fused tendon where?
In my legs. It makes me run real fast.
Okay.
Apparently, that's what Kunta had, and we all got it.
But... Man, I'm walking past
and if you're wearing a fur coat, then most definitely you're a multi-platinum rapper. Maybe Big Willie style. I don't know.
It's a big ass regular Nautica coat with the hood.
A black Eskimo?
Yo, I was like, it was cool. I got out there walking with the dude, and I'm walking past people. I'm trying to find
you're walking above people.
No, we look at each other in the eyes. These dudes are my size, and they like, oh, excuse me. I'm like, and I had to tell them, because I always say this to people, like, no, my bad. I was in your way. No, it's okay. You're bigger than me.
They were making sure you didn't take their wallets.
I don't know the fuck they was doing, but it was just amazing, because I walked out, and when we was leaving, I looked at my man. He was like, and I was kind of stuck. It's like, what do you say to your friend? He's a co-worker, but he's still a buddy, man. I'm like, Jeff, why was that the case?
Should give him a high five and said, thanks, buddy.
I ain't been in there since. I ain't been in that motherfucker since. Because it was just strange. Because I think I had to go.
It just reminds me of a story. When I went to a vineyard.
A vineyard?
Yeah, apparently that's what they're called. It was in Virginia.
Okay. Virginia?
In Virginia.
Okay.
So I end up going to this vineyard, and I asked the person for a taste. She could not say shit to me for like 3 minutes. It was just but as she did it, she got closer. Like to make sure. He's black, right? But I'm dressed in a nice button down. And I had some khaki shorts. And I had on a pair of low top shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, not sneakers, but like shoes. Boat shoes.
Yeah. The little screes that like everybody wears.
No, this was way before that. They were Airwalks.
Oh, shit.
I kept it classy. Okay. But they were just black.
Okay.
Hey, that's
pretty nice. I like that.
That was before. It was before.
They're very comfortable.
Dumb
comfortable. And they're like ninja shoes. You gotta love them.
Cause man, a ninja. I'm gonna put that song in a second. But so literally, it was like 3 minutes, and I just stood there in just like complete and utter hysteria inside. But I can't show this, so I'm trying to like keep like this stern look on my face, like I'm mad. And she's getting closer, so I'm getting closer. So we're like this far apart, I was like, a tasting. Just like that. Like whispering, tasting.
Tasting?
I said tasting. Because that's what it's called when you go there, it's a wine tasting. And she's like, I was like, I'm a chef. And I fucked her whole head. What? Like,
but you know head what moved though? Everything. But you know what though? To your wife's credit, and she made a great decision. You have like a little Prince thing going on.
I do.
So you should be like, baby.
Would you like pancakes? Game, bitches.
herself.
She's gonna be like, ooh.
And she brings it out. So she ends up bringing it out. And by like, I'm.
She's like, I'll be back. I
studied,
I'm good.
I studied the wine. Uh-huh. Like, I understand all that. And, like, I understand the grapes and the method of, like, I mean, of, like, you know, I know how to cook with it. I know how to make it. So I start, like, telling her what these aromas are. And she's like, how do you know this? I was like, ma'am, my parents are white. My dad's a lawyer. My mom's a principal. This is what you get.
It dropped the mic. It just walked. She's still standing there.
She just stood there, like, jaw hit the ground.
She's still standing and, right and now. The,
her exact words, did you just say your parents are white? I was like, oh, here we go. It's called adoption. She's like, when I go, it's called adoption. It's when people that can't have kids decide to, or if they already have kids and they want to help out the world, they adopt children that are not theirs. Sometimes they're Asian. I'm just black. And she's like, and like, at this point I can see like the hamster just got in the wheel.
Uh-huh.
But the hamster doesn't know what to do. So the hamster's just standing there and it's just rocking back and forth. So you have to understand this ordeal lasts for like 2 hours.
Really?
I literally just fucked with her for 2 hours.
Really?
Dead serious.
That has to be.
So this whole time, she just thinks, like, she has no idea what to think. I was like, ma'am, I just want you to understand something. I went to school for psychology. The reason I did this was I wanted to see how you would be reacting to someone that is not typically in this establishment, but also comes across with not letting you in and gives you very sarcastic answers. How do you respond to that? And I was like, you did a great job. She's like, wow. I go, I'm also a chef, and I work with people like you. So now I have a better understanding of the people that serve wine, thanks to you. Because you just got braided for 2 hours with just dumb shit by me. Mm. I'm talking like, if you didn't pay attention, I'm just throwing like racist shit at you left and right. And you had no idea I was doing this because you don't know who I am. But you're getting the real me. Just a little bit more ruthless.
Yeah, yeah.
Which ended up being like an amazing experience at the end because I've gone back to that place like 2 times.
Yeah.
I've actually seen her.
And see, it's cool because, I mean, when you talk to people and you do break those barriers down, I think that's the one cool part that I like about being who I am and having gone to private school and all that other shit is the fact that I was able to learn to break barriers down. I went to school with rich kids.
You have to in this
school. But I went to school with rich kids back in the early 80s when, and I mean,
grew up with rich kids.
Well, no, it's late 80s when it was like, you know, these people's parents have, they were similar to your parents. They had money, like, they had it like that, really. Like, back in the day when a lot of people didn't have it like that. Like, the 1%, this was like a 0.5%.
Yeah, my mom was like the 0.01%.
Exactly.
Like, when she was here without anyone, I mean, I'm sure people knew. But she kept us so sheltered from it, and we never saw it. I mean, like, we weren't rocking new clothes. We weren't rocking new cars. We had a beautiful, we've always had beautiful houses. And that's one thing that, like, she instilled in me. Regardless of where I'm at, regardless of what the house is, you make it as beautiful as you can.
Of course. And yours is amazing.
I mean, she keeps it super clean. The artwork's a Saul May.
Hey.
I'm very much into the art.
I like art as well.
Like, there's a picture above my fireplace, which is my favorite painting of all times. So I don't know where my mom got it. I don't know. It's like 19.
Oh, you got it from mom?
Yeah. Okay. And it's literally the highlight of my living room. And mine is like, I mean, that huge one over there. Is my, that's what I call, that's organized chaos. That's what my brain is like.
I like paintings like that. I love paintings. Because it's funny.
Someone dropped a coffee cup on it 4 times.
Really?
Yeah, you can see it. It's amazing.
Really?
How he just put the back of a coffee cup. Four or five different spots in that painting.
It's funny because when I see paintings, whether you be somebody that is a painter or something like that, I can actually tell. I don't know what it is about me, but I can actually, like, look at it and tell what you was going through from that fucking painting. And you ain't say
shit. You know who Frida is, right? The abstract Mexican painter back in the day.
Mm-mm. It sounds familiar. I have. I do know
the movie Frida. With Salma Hayek.
I have seen Frida. I have seen
I actually went when I was in rehab, ironically, when I was in Washington State, this town in Port Townsend. my mom and I, she came out to visit, and she's like, we're going to Seattle. Uh-huh. I'm like, super dope. I love Seattle. I love the fish market. I love that whole vibe.
I love seafood. I'm a big seafood fan.
Huge fan of, like, just the hippie. The town I was in was just all hippies, and then I got to see, like, the rest of what the world really was, not just what this was here.
And see, that's one of the things that bothers me so bad about this area is the fact that, you know, if it's for your babies or my babies, it's like, Kimonte and Amira are straight because they've seen other stuff, so they know that it's a different world out here. That's why both of them wanted to leave so bad. But Xander, I'm not going to say he'll only know this, but it's kind of crazy because you think about it like this, I'm putting him at almost like a disadvantage. But the part that really saddens me is the kids that don't look like mine that are at the disadvantage as well.
Or is he putting you at the disadvantage? Huh? You're not putting him at a disadvantage.
No, I'm putting him at a disadvantage because the reason why I say that...
He is a super genius who...
He is, but the part that...
It's just killing it.
Yeah, it is, but it racks my brain because, I mean, taking his genius out of it, because he's going to be who he is regardless of where he
goes. Because that's what he is.
Yeah, but this is what I'll say.
How old is he?
Four.
He's four, and he talks out loud.
Don't say that, Dave. You're going to have your boy over here in tears, man, because when he was
talks better than my seven-year-old.
But when he was two, they said that he's autistic because he doesn't talk. But now he does, and he has way more words than...
I didn't talk for the first 7 years. I could. I talked. No, I did talk for my first 7 years. Very sporadically. I talked when I met my parents when I was literally in a bush eating a watermelon.
Seriously?
With shorts on. No shirt. In a bush. That was my safe spot where no one could ever find me because I was in a foster home and I hated it.
Okay.
And they were mean. Like, my punishment was, like, I wasn't potty trained. I was one or two when I peed myself, so I wouldn't get fed, and then, like, I had to watch Poltergeist as a kid.
What?
Yeah, by myself in a room. It's just, like, no lights on, just Poltergeist. I remember, like, it was clear day. Or I was, like, they would just, like, shoo me away, and I would, like, hang out in the closet with Teddy Roxman and just listen to him talk all day until one day I got mad and ripped his head off. But... regardless, I was in a bush, and they came, and I looked at them, and I never talked to these other people.
And this is in the South.
This is in North Carolina.
Okay.
And I've never, I mean, I would talk to these people here and there, but I wouldn't use many words. I looked at them, so you're here for me? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And I stopped talking. Got on a plane, shit myself, because I've never been on a plane, scared shit out of me, literally. Got to Titusville, Pennsylvania. God, it was yesterday. This is all within like 2 days. It's not uprooted from where I'm from, and I'm in this fucking hick town in Titusville, Pennsylvania, which I have no idea. It's cold as fuck. Like, they get 5 feet of snow in winter.
Yeah.
I have never seen snow.
Yeah. So, yeah, not back in that day. Not at all. What
the fuck?
North Carolina was like Florida back in the day. Now, shit, they might get snow too.
Where I'm at, they still don't get it. Very rare. I mean, if anything, it's like a flurry. It's not like it sits.
So what about your real parents? Not your real parents, but...
My biological parents?
Yeah.
I met my mom.
Really?
When I was 27.
You don't talk to her no more.
I met her. I literally... Oh, this was a good one. This is a good one story, too, because the person I was with at the time, I literally was like, I'm going to my car. Because I had to park up the street, because I was in 2nd and Bellis in Harrisburg, because they had the street cleaning, so I had to... And it was... I could move my car back. I'm gonna grab my car. I got in my car, and the next thing I remember, I'm in Virginia.
Okay.
Just in Virginia, and like my phone's going off, and I'm just looking at it, and I'm just driving, and then I don't know where I'm going. I just know that I'm from Salisbury, North Carolina, and I drove 7.5 hours to Salisbury, North Carolina. No, 9 hours. Sorry, 9 hours to Salisbury, North Carolina, and I pull up, and I'm from the hood. I'm from the ghetto, and I just stop my car, windows down, music bump, and the first nigga I see, like, yo, what up? He knew who I was.
This can go in the microwave, right?
He knew who you were?
Microwave oven.
That's a microwave, right?
Usually. Microwave. Walk away, child. Yeah, microwave. It's microwave. It's where a microwave oven is. So,
I
see this nigga, and I was like, yo, my dude, I got a question for you. And he's like, you Brenda's kid, man. She's been talking about you forever. And we look alike. My brother is down there, my next oldest, and then my little brother, Carlos, but he was in prison at the time for 10 years for gun charges. So Sion was there. I look just like Sion. Or Sion looks just like me because I'm older. But he's tall, and he's gay, deaf, and mute. So he knew by looking at me who I was. He was like, yeah, I'm going to take you to mom's. I was like, yeah, my real question is, you got any weed? I just drove like 9 hours, and I just smoked the last of my shit. You got any fucking weed? I was like, I don't, how much? I got it. I'll take it all. God's sake, just literally came out like an ounce. I was like, there you go, buddy. Follow me. Didn't charge me shit. I followed him to my mom's house, which was like 2 seconds from his. And then his family came over for a cookout. I never met the dude until that day, but he knew who I was. So I met her, I chilled with her, and I stayed down for like 9 days. But I was like, I kind of didn't know why I was down there. And then I just kind of dipped and came back home and resumed life.
Been back since?
I went back with Janelle, met him. Janelle met my mom, my brothers, and my two brothers. And it was cool, but my mom and my brother lived together. My older brothers moved down there. They all lived together. None of them really liked to work. They were all just kind of leeches. Not my mom. My mom worked like 3 jobs, but everyone else leeches over. So she never got shit. Because she's always giving her shit to a bunch of lazy motherfuckers. I don't really call her mom. Her name's Brenda. I only met her twice. My dad wants to meet me. He's only like 4 or 5 blocks away. And I told her to tell him, if I see him, I'm putting you in the hospital. Because you're a piece of shit. And he was like, I deserve it. I was like, you don't understand. Like, the cops are going to pull me off you. Like, I may kill you. Because I hate you so much.
Wow, he's
a crackhead. I was born a crack baby.
Really?
I went to rehab for crack. Thanks, dude.
Wow.
Thanks for being a piece of shit.
Wow. But look at you now, though.
Well, I don't want to have kids for that reason.
Huh?
I don't want to have a kid just for that reason.
Wow.
That is a genetic thing that's passed down.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's bullshit. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure I went to rehab. I'm pretty sure I made it in psychology. Yes, it is a genetic.
But it's a genetic gene that is passed down.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's a substance that's introduced to your body. There's no possible way. I mean, I understand.
Your brain functions off of this feeling that it gets.
I understand, but you're a great person.
Well, no, I'm okay. I would just never, ever, ever, I would rather adopt a child. I would not ever want my kid to have a tenth of the shit that I ever went through. I don't want them to have any of the crap that I ever had to deal with.
But you got to think about, this is the one thing I'll say to you. And, you know, you take it how you will. But the kicker is the fact that you can even, I mean, you're a research type dude. So you look shit up yourself. So don't believe what I'm saying. But it's a lot of people that had that their dad was predisposed or whatever, and they had kids that were phenomenal. You know what I'm saying?
See, the thing is, it skips a generation, normally.
But that's what I'm saying.
But here's the thing. My brother's kids are all fucked.
But that don't have nothing to do with you, though. I mean, now,
I'm not done yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My younger brother, same way. His kids. My brother has 8. My older brother has 8.
Well, there's no fucking way.
The younger one has 6. They are all baby drug addicts in the main, waiting to happen. I've met them all.
Have they not? Are they drug addicts, or is just the way that they are, the way
they
do business?
Non-using drug addicts because they're kids. They have not found this vice that is going to make them feel like that is their escape. They are all going to be drug addicts. 14 children.
Wow.
I'm not taking chances. Let me take one that already has issues and let me guide you. I can do that because someone did that to me. I don't think I could personally bother someone like that, knowing what I know.
Yeah, but in the same token, I would tell you this from seeing it different times or whatever. It's not always the case, man.
Yeah, not always.
Because the thing about it is, but, I mean, a lot of it is how you, I mean, because hell, look at my sons. My sons, they're not, we don't have a drug thing going on. We have a drinking thing going on, but that's, like you said, that's kind of genetic, but not really genetic.
You got a
but
military thing going on.
Yeah, but in the same that's token, a lot genetic. Of it's, yeah, but I didn't join the Army like my dad. But
it's still service.
Yeah, and my grandfather was in the Navy, too. That's funny. But the irony of the whole thing is, man, I kind of can go with it, but not really. The reason why is because it's like, dude, I mean, a dude like yourself, dude, you make a phenomenal dad. You don't even understand, man.
Oh, I would.
That's my biggest
fear, though, and unfortunately, that's one fear that I cannot overcome.
But you never know. You can't tell. You can't.
Oh, no, I know I can't.
Oh, you just can't have kids.
I know.
You made it so you can have kids.
No. I can. I'm pretty sure I can.
Yeah.
But that is one fear that keeps me from it. Because I am still, I guess the best way I can put this, I am still, 17 years into this sobriety shit. And I'm now on the journey of finally figuring out who I can be. Because I, all the time I use, stop me from growing as a person. So for 7 years, it's supposed to double before you get back to what you were before you went in. Okay, so that was 14. So I have 3 other years where I've made huge strides in work.
Of course.
Huge strides in work. Huge strides in personal.
I didn't even know you from before, but I can just see how open and anxious you are.
When she first came into the picture, I was okay. A few months into it, I was not the same person.
Hmm.
I was the, at first, very open, very honest, very 902.
No, I'm listening, man.
A very open person, and then once everything transpired with, you know, once I saw the ugly side of death. Not the fact of the dying, but the ugly side that money brings out of people. And the hands that just jumped into the pot out of nowhere. I was just miserable. I hated the world. I hated people. So, even if, like, you were a loved one, you got it the worst. Like, the wrath came down. Like, I got to the point where I now realize I've actually distanced myself from every single family member of mine. And I didn't even realize I did it till like 3 months ago. But I'm not trying to repair it.
Yeah, but in the same token, listening to that, because, you know, my mom passed away as well.
And what, my mom was 10?
It's been 10 years since my mom been gone.
What year?
Shit, 2008, I want to say? Yeah.
Okay.
I just haven't got the tag.
It was like 6 years before my mom.
Yeah, so with that being said, I mean, I feel honestly where you're coming from. But the one thing, like, when, like, on the anniversary of my mom's passing, like, everybody, you know, my siblings and stuff, because it's a lot of us, so, and it's even ones that weren't birthed by my mom, but then you come to the house, you call her mom. You don't call her shit else. You don't call her Miss Pulley. You don't call her Miss Renee. No, you call her mom. That's her name. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, you know, I just, all the time, and with all this being said, all the time, I always tell myself, and I tell people around me, I'm like, you have to understand, your mom raised you to be a certain kind of way. You feel me? Your mom raised you to be a certain kind of way. So when you sit there and you do different things, which is par for the course, you know, but when you do different things, it's always one of them things where you got, like my younger brother, I always get on him because I'm like, dude, you got to reach back and think to yourself. You know, you've been riding this mom's gone thing for a long time. And I get it because there's no limitations on how you mourn. But the kicker is, when are you going to say, you know what, she put all this shit into me. She bust her ass, grind her ass off, literally. Mourn? Like, it was nothing that my mom wouldn't do for us. Huh?
What is mourn?
That's what I'm saying. But the thing about it,
like,
is...
No, I'm trying, I want to know. Cause,
mourning? Well, yeah, it's that time. It's that time when you like, okay, well, she's gone. I'm trying to learn how to deal with this, learn how to deal with that. That's the basis of mourning process.
See, my point, my thing was, I guess I mourned when I went to college.
Probably.
Because that was the first time I wasn't around her.
Well, no, I'm talking about after she's gone.
Hold on. She was gone.
Okay. When you went to college.
When I went to college, she was gone. It was me.
Yeah. I defend for myself. Yeah, I can call, whatever. It's a phone call. Yeah. Doesn't make anything where I'm at better. A phone call.
Of course.
I got to put the work in.
Of course.
Okay, so I mourned when I was 19.
Okay.
Okay, so she died. Uh-huh. Sad? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe sad. I wouldn't even use that word. Relieved. 100%.
Because she was in pain?
She had cancer for 41 years. Like, what reason do I have to be mad?
Yeah.
I was selfish mad.
Yeah.
I was selfish mad because I knew that was the last Christmas and the last birthday I'd ever see with her.
Yeah.
Because I knew she was going to go sometime early, I mean, January, February. That's all the longer.
Yes, and my mom went January as well.
January 24th. 25 days after my birthday. But that's the...
You and Xander have the same birthday?
December 31st?
No, his is January 31st.
Yeah, mine's December 31st. Okay. My best friend's is January 6th.
Yeah.
A week apart. But yeah, so, I mean, I was selfish mad at that, but like, when I took a step back and I realized, like, yeah, this was after I gave the... I talked at the funeral.
I did too.
I was the last one. And I kind of made it funny.
I did too.
Like, dumb funny, because, like, everyone was crying. And I'm just like, Darnell. Like, I wrote some stuff down, but I'm probably not going to go off this. I was like, this is for Mama Bear. I'm not going to lie. This whole crying crap, I'm not really trying to have it right now. So I'm just going to kind of go off the top of my head real quick and just give us, like, a little talk. And then I got done, and people start clapping. I was like, it's not about applause. So this is about a celebration of a life.
Yeah. That's how my mom
was. The thing is, like, the thing that we always fail to do, though, is, like, we don't celebrate life till it's over.
Very true.
We need to celebrate life every fucking day. It's like, my mom and I wrote this story out together, me getting sober, her going through cancer for 13 years together.
My mom went through it for... She came to see me in 2005. She left in 2008. She went 3 years later... And no, she came to see me in 2004. She went 4 years later, and she beat breast cancer, but it was brain and bone cancer that finally did her in.
Bone cancer that got my mom.
Yeah.
She had brain tumor when she was 19, size of a fucking watermelon. Or not watermelon, a fucking grapefruit in the back of her head. This guy who actually works for Donald Trump, his name's Dr. Ben Carson, did experimental brain surgery on her.
That's not even got talking about that asshole. That dumb
no, he's an amazing... No, I'm talking... Ben Dude, Carson's a phenomenal brain. He's the world's best.
Great brain surgeon, but...
He's a stupid person.
Very much so.
Brain surgeon, phenomenal. Did this thing, got it out. Absolutely great. It was like a good like 8-9 years. Then it metastasized into breast cancer.
My mom beat breast cancer.
She crushed that, and then it came back in bone cancer.
Yeah, that's what happened with my mom.
No. Came back in brain cancer again.
Yeah, brain cancer.
She beat that, then it came and metastasized into bone cancer.
Uh-huh.
And that was like...
So we the same dude.
We're done.
We like, really got the same dude. Same blood. Because, like, my mom, like, honestly, you know, I was the last person to see my mom. I was, like, literally, I mean, I feel so very blessed. Although my mom's not here, I feel blessed for one reason only. Because the last opportunity I got to be around my mom, it was just like, because I'm the oldest from my mom's womb. It was just me and her. And my dad walked in the house. I mean, it was kind of majestic, to be quite honest, because it was like my dad walked in the house from work, as he would have done when I was two, because my youngest sister is 2 years younger than me. As I was two, he said, Duase. And he was going upstairs to go see his wife, my mom. And, you know, it was crazy, you know. But at the end of the day, man, looking at you and looking at what we was talking about, it's like one of those deals where I'm just really... I mean, dude, I see so much in you. And children are there, too. I mean, that's what I see.
No kids. I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly fine.
I mean, if it never happens, it never happens.
My thing is, I'd rather show them. I already know if I have a kid, that kid's already going to have an amazing life. I already know that.
Fuck, if you give your dog an amazing life, I'm pretty sure children...
These kids haven't had an amazing life.
Of course.
They're getting there.
And it's only getting better, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I applaud you.
It's about to be stupid. Like,
I applaud you for really coming away from those addictions and stuff like that, because most people don't make it as long as you do. It's just fucking dumb.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty simple.
Huh?
It's pretty simple.
Most people don't.
It was simple as fuck. It was a judge, a gavel, and this piece of fucking wood. And
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.